So over the past few weeks, we as a church have been reflecting on spiritual gifts. What are they? Where do they come from? And how do they impact the body of Christ? Last week, Pastor Monica shared from 1 Corinthians that our different spiritual gifts are to be celebrated because different gifts are needed to continue the work of building God's kingdom. And today, I would like to elaborate on this call. The call is one of loving one another despite our differing gifts. Seeing a variety of gifts among a community of people is expected. God created each of us to reflect his different gifts and different attributes, and has done so intentionally. And I think that we would all agree that working together, using our different gifts, is a good thing, though at times maybe it's a little frustrating. Situations where tasks and plans are not carried out in the way that we would have done them, or we don't necessarily agree on the best course of action. But in my own experience, I find that the challenge is when we see other members of the body express their faith in a way that is different from our own, or when we encounter other followers who hold to principles that are different from ours. For some, it can cause some confusion. It can lead us to question our own faith and our own beliefs about different things. And sometimes, it can perhaps lead us to separate others from ourselves, to place them in the category of other. In the faith community of my teenage years, whenever it appeared that there was someone who was deviating from the status quo, so to speak, of accepted beliefs, I would often hear the people around me, especially the adults, say things such as, well, then that person isn't really saved, or they must not really be a believer because they hold to that idea. Now, I want to make it clear that I'm not advocating for us to not examine our own hearts. It's necessary that we should hold ourselves and one another as people of faith to certain standards. I mean, surely Jesus did. He was often found holding the mirror up to people's faces, asking them to reflect on their own image. But the question I find that we sometimes need to ask ourselves is, does my life reflect the good that I am for, or does it reflect more in the direction of what I am against or who I am against? In our New Testament reading today, the writer of Ephesians urges believers to, quote, live a life worthy of the calling, with humanity, gentleness, and patience, bearing with each other in love. Maintain the unity of the Spirit. And this idea, unity of the Spirit, I think, at least for me, when I first read over this and thought about this phrase, it took me immediately to, well, Spirit, they're talking there, means Holy Spirit, the third member of the Trinity, of course. However, in my research and in my preparing, I found that there is a long tradition in the Western Church of interpreting the understanding of unity here as the unity that is created within the sphere of the human spirit. The human spirit, the life force that is within each of us, the source that awakens us to the world around us and the places that are in our lives. It's the thing in us that knows love and knows joy and sorrow and pain. And I believe that if God created us in his image, then the human spirit comes from the source that is God, God's spirit, the same spirit that breathed life into my lungs that also breathed life into yours. And if we believe that God created each person in his image, then we all share a connection in our human spirits. We are all tied to one another because we are flesh and bone living together in this thing we call the human experience. A former archbishop of Cape Town named Desmond Tutu talks about this idea of a bond between humans. He calls it Ubuntu. And he shares about it in his book called No Future Without Forgiveness, a book where he talks about his experience of walking alongside the people of South Africa as they worked toward reconciliation after the end of apartheid. And there's a section of his book that talks about this idea of Ubuntu. And I would like to read it to you, mostly because I feel that if I tried to just explain it myself, it wouldn't do it much justice. So this is an excerpt from his book. Ubuntu is very difficult to render in Western language. It speaks of the very essence of being human. When we want to give high praise to someone, we say, "Hey, so-and-so has Ubuntu." Then you are generous, you are hospitable, you are friendly and caring and compassionate. You share what you have. It is to say, my humanity is caught up, inextricably bound up in yours. We belong in a bundle of life. We say a person is a person through other persons. It is not, I think, therefore I am. It says rather, I am human because I belong. I participate, I share. A person with Ubuntu is open and available to others, affirming of others, does not feel threatened that others are able and good, for he or she belongs in a greater whole and is diminished when others are humiliated or diminished. When others are tortured or oppressed or treated as if they were less than who they are. Harmony, friendliness, community are great goods. Social harmony is for us the summum bonum, the greatest good. Anything that subverts, that undermines the sought-after good is to be avoided like the plague. Anger, resentment, lust for revenge, even success through aggressive competitiveness are corrosive to this good. To forgive is not just to be altruistic. It is the best form of self-interest. What dehumanizes you inexorably dehumanizes me. It gives people resilience, enabling them to survive and emerge still human despite all efforts to dehumanize them. I first read this book when I was in college and I was taking a course on African studies. And it's a passage that has stuck with me for many, many, many years. I believe that in this passage, Desmond Tutu speaks to the deeper connection that we share as humans and reveals the deeper understanding of what unity in the spirit means. Throughout the scriptures, we see echoes of what it means to be in sync with the Spirit of God and how living in the Spirit promotes unity to one another. Paul writes in 1 Corinthians, "On the contrary, the members of the body that seem to be weaker are indispensable. If one member suffers, all suffer together with it. If one member is honored, all rejoice together with it." And in Matthew 12, Jesus says to those around him, "Who is my mother and who are my brothers?" And pointing to his disciples, he said, "Here are my mother and my brothers. For whoever does the will of my Father in heaven is my brother and sister and mother." As we gather here in worship this morning, the General Conference of the United Methodist Church is also gathering. Leaders and delegates from across the United States, Congo, Philippines, Estonia, Burundi, Sierra Leone, and Great Britain, and many other places. Each church, each region, expresses their faith through practices and liturgies that honor their culture, but also their devotion to Christ. And while they have different customs, practices, and different beliefs, they are united as people of faith, joined together by their call to live and lead others in the way of Christ and trust in the goodness of God. They work towards a common good for all members of the body. A few years back, I was teaching a class at a summer camp for teenagers that I grew up at, and this was a class that was an opportunity for the campers to explore their Christian faith and really try to give them some language around what their faith means to them and how they can express that. We talked in this class about how there were many, many denominations of the Christian church and sub-denominations, but they all fall within the Christian faith. And if we were to peel back the layers of each of them, the foundation for them is the same. The foundation that says God Almighty is our creator and our sustainer, that Jesus, the Son of God, came to earth to show us that people could live a life of peace and grace. The Holy Spirit, promised to us by Christ, lives in each of us so that we may carry out the work of God's kingdom. Freeing the oppressed, defending the defenseless, and extending a hand of compassion and love. So for me, unity in the Spirit does not mean that we all express the same beliefs in one monotone voice, but we join our different voices together in harmony. Unity in the Spirit does not give space to tear down one another, nor does it feel threatened by different ideas, but rather, unity in the Spirit means that we honor the humanity in one another, that we seek out the Spirit of God in our brother and sister. Unity means that we live in the manner and spirit of Jesus, showing love and grace to one another, and using our different gifts to benefit the whole community and bring the kingdom of God closer to the here and now. I'd like to close this time for me with a poem that was written and is also going to be recited by Maya Angelou. It's a poem that expresses the human individuality, but also reminds us of our common ties to one another. And may our bonds as humans and our bonds as believers move us to be people of love, compassion, and peace.
Human family. I note the obvious differences in the human family. Some of us are serious, some thrive on comedy. Some declare their lives are lived as true profundity, and others claim they really live the real reality. The variety of our skin tones can confuse, bemuse, delight, brown and pink and beige and purple, tan and blue and white. I've sailed upon the seven seas and stopped in every land. I've seen the wonders of the world. Not yet one common man. I know 10,000 women called Jane and Mary Jane. I've not seen any two who really were the same. Mirror twins are different, although their features jibe, and lovers think quite different thoughts while lying side by side. We love and lose in China. We weep on England's moors, and laugh and moan in Guinea, and thrive on Spanish shores. We seek success in Finland, are born and die in Maine. In minor ways we differ, in major we're the same. I note the obvious differences between each sort and type, but we are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike. We are more alike, my friends, than we are unalike.